They're selling postcards of the hanging, they're painting the passports brown. The beauty parlor's filled with sailors, the circus is in town. Here comes the blind commissioner, they've put him in a trance. One hand is tied to the tightrope walker, the other is in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless, they need somewhere to go. As Lady and I look out tonight from Desolation Row. Ow! 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 Cinderella, she seems so easy. It takes one to know she smiles and puts her hands in her back pockets, Betty Davis style. And in comes Romeo, he's moaning, "You belong to me, I believe." And someone says, "You're in the wrong place, my friend, you better leave." And the only time that's left after the ambulances go is Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Row. Now the moon is almost hidden, and the stars are beginning to hide. The fortune-telling lady is taking all her things inside, all except for Cain and Abel and the hunchback of Notre Dame. Everyone is making love or else expecting rain. And the good Samaritan, he's dressing, he's getting ready for the show. He's going to carnival tonight on Desolation Row. Now Ophelia, she's 'neath the window, for her I feel so afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old, old maid. To her, death is quite romantic, she wears an iron vest. Her profession's her religion, her sins her lifelessness. And though her eyes are fixed upon Noah's great rainbow, she spends her time peeking into Desolation Row.
Desolation.
Einstein disguised as Robin Hood with his memories in a trunk, passed this way an hour ago with his friend, a jealous monk. He looked so immaculately frightful as he bummed a cigarette. Then he went up sniffing drain pipes and reciting the alphabet. Now you would not think to look at him, but he was famous long ago for playing the electric violin on Desolation Row. From Desolation Row. Across the street they've nailed the curtains, they're getting ready for the feast. The Phantom of the Opera, a perfect image of a priest. They're spoon-feeding Casanova to get him feel more assured. Then they'll kill him with self-confidence after poisoning him with words. And the Phantom shouting to skinny girls, "Get out of here if you don't know. Casanova's just being punished for going to Desolation Row." Now at midnight, all the agents and the superhuman crew. They come out and round up everyone that knows more than they do. Then they'll bring them to the factory where the heart attack machine is strapped across their shoulders, and then the kerosene is brought down from the castles by insurance men who go check to see that no one's escaping to Desolation Row. Praise be to Nero's Neptune, the Titanic sails at dawn, and everybody's shouting, which side are you on? And Ezra Pound and T.S. Eliot fighting in the captain's tower, while Calypso singers laugh at them and fishermen hold flowers. Between the windows of the sea where lovely mermaids flow, and no one has to think too much about Desolation Row. Yes, I received your letter yesterday. That was about the time the dawn approached. When he asked how I was doing, was that some kind of joke?